Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Thanks for joining me on Out There. This week, Rosalind McGrath is back. She does many things to help others, to help them heal, to find answers. And one of those is channeling. And so I thought, well, we both kind of kicked us around, and we're going to continue to maybe channel different energies. There are so many different energies out there. It's infinite, probably. Rosalind, how are you doing today?
Great, thanks.
Thanks for coming on. What can you tell me? What's going on in your life? Anything new? Anything exciting?
I am channeling my creative energies into deep cleaning my kitchen right now.
Oh, that should be... go ahead.
That actually is the exciting news in my life. I shouldn't say that. That's my most immediate. I have... a couple workshops coming up where I'm collaborating with other healers that I'm all excited about.
When are those?
One is going to be first weekend of August.
Okay.
With Kate Rose, who is based in southern France. And we are doing a workshop on vibrant living.
Now, where is that going to be at?
It's going to be here in Marquette at the Econo Lodge.
Okay.
Pre-registration is required. I'm really looking forward to that. All our participants also receive a private session that Kate and I co-facilitate.
Mm. Great. Now, what does she do that's unique? I mean, do you know a lot about her?
She is such an incredible empath. I have sponsored her here before to do her own work, which she'll also be doing during her stay. She is a Traeger instructor, teaches internationally.
What is that?
I'm really bad at explaining that, but it's how you move in your life, and it may focus with your body, although Kate's work is much broader than that. But I guess best to look up on a Traeger website. But
how do you spell that?
Trager.
Okay. Good.
And then Kate's personal work, she calls the choice to feel. And so she's really helping people come into greater balance through being more aware, even of physical sensation. And that, it's amazing how deep that can go and how that can shift in your body and your life.
You know, you and I have talked for quite a while now. We've known each other, I don't know, interviews we've done going back to last year, I think it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you do work with people, and you even told me how you can see a shift with people when they finally get things.
Yes, definitely.
We start to, and there are a lot of people, I've noticed there's a lot of people doing different types of energy work. And the goal, like you mentioned, is to get balance. And it seems like more now than any other time. One, it's more accessible because there's more people able to do it. And why is that, Rosalind?
Why
is it that we have more of this going on? Is there just more energy? This is
the evolution we've been moving towards.
So,
not that there haven't been ways of healing in the past more similar to what we're calling new now.
Right.
The newest thing is the mechanistic model.
Hmm.
And it has a place, but it's not a complete model.
These are really things that have been around since we've been here.
Absolutely.
And we either lost sight or we've gone through periods where we were in the dark, so to speak. And so now we're just coming back into where I think, the way I see it, I guess, and can define it for those that aren't quite understanding, is that we're just moving back to where there's more opportunity, more light. We can draw more in, and thus it makes it easier for many like Rosalind, most everybody probably, is picking up more abilities than they may have had at one time. I notice I've been more psychic, at least I think I have, and picked up more things in the last 10 to 15 years than my whole lifetime. So that's changed for me as well. And I've experienced more paranormal stuff, too, in the last 15 years, like ghosts and spirits and stuff like that.
You have some good stories to tell.
I might have a couple.
We'll interview you yet.
So now what I want to do, and I've been hearing a lot of, you know, I talked to a lot of different people on my show, and we had the Earth Energies on last time, and I thought maybe we could talk to them a little bit because I got maybe a couple more questions. We also talked to the Christ Consciousness, our last show. But this time I thought, well, you know what? As crazy as this is going to sound, and you seem to be willing to go along with this, even though you're the one that has to do the work, well, I guess you step aside and let someone else work through you.
That's right.
But maybe a couple of follow-up questions on Earth Energies, and also we'll talk to alien energies. I don't know if this is something you'll be able to do, but I'm a believer in extraterrestrial life. I believe I witnessed it. I have talked to a lot of people within my own family. So, and some people are afraid of this, or, and I kind of feel that there's a lot of them that are really helping us. And I guess I just wanted to maybe bring that forth if I can. Is that something you think you'll be able to pull off there, Rosalind?
My thoughts are not the important piece to this, as much as, you know, opening to this and just seeing what comes forth.
Okay. Well, if you want to try to get in touch with the Earth Energies again.
Certainly.
Let me know when you're ready.
All right. Thank you. Well, we are so pleased to be speaking with you this way again.
Yeah, you remember the last time we talked?
Indeed.
And it was enjoyable. I really enjoyed talking to you.
It is our joy to connect more readily with the human ear.
So you are energies, how would you define yourself? Energies that are around or in or near the earth?
We are an aspect of Gaia. We are a communication aspect. We are an evolutionary aspect of Gaia.
When we talked the last time, I kind of hinted around that there was going to be some changes. And we're seeing some of that perhaps now, you know, some of the greatest floods. And maybe it's part of a cycle or things that would normally happen anyway. But it seems like we're running through some of the worst. What happened in Japan, what happened in the tsunami that affected Thailand and that area. And so it's on the appearance that things are getting a little more volatile. Is that something that's going on?
There is certainly more activity, yes.
And are you just having a bellyache or
what?
Indigestion?
We are moving your evolution forward.
Mm-hmm.
Upon your request, we realize that that would seem incorrect to many of you listening. And the one through whom we speak says, we did not review our reminders about listening to channeling. We'll give her some opportunity later or some intermediary show.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we know that your listeners are clear channels of themselves. And whether they always want to accept this response ability or not, that they are more than their physicality, and hence Earth must be as well. And we serve your higher good upon your spirit, soul, and beyond level request. Mm-hmm. It is certainly not the conscious request of most. And while some of these seem quite severe, it is not meant as punishment or retribution in any way, dear ones. We realize it is great upheaval for those left behind. And we know there are energies available to speak with you if you so choose, regarding afterlife or whatever you choose to call it.
Okay.
But that it is with the deep level of choice of those who pass on from the earth plane experience. They were not killed in the sense of their life was taken from them. No, they went on to another part of living, another aspect of living, and we speak from that awareness because we clearly are more than the physical energy of the earth, or we could not be speaking with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some to whom this will seem bunk. And to you we say, bless love, we have no issue. You feel as you choose, that is just fine. For those for whom it's appropriate to listen further and consider these ideas, or perhaps even go, yes, we feel in our own gut that there's truth here, we say, yes, we evolve together, and you are leading the way in this. We recognize the compassion that comes forth for many, some of whom have never felt compassion before, when such world disasters, as you call them, occur. Again, it is not meant as harm. It is simply not only a balancing, but even more so, an evolutionary process.
The Earth is evolving, and I'm guessing the universe is evolving.
Yes.
Other planets are evolving as well.
They are.
And
our cousins.
Let me ask you this. This is something that just hit me, and I also want to ask you another question. I heard this a long time ago, and maybe you can give me some insight. Is the Earth hollow? Are there beings that live inside the Earth?
It is not hollow in the physical sense.
Okay.
In the metaphysical sense, there is layer upon layer of places for existence way within the Earth concept.
Okay. So there are not people that migrated to the inner Earth?
No.
Okay. Now, if we run into a situation here on the planet where things get volatile and we still haven't, you know, figured out how we're going to... Are there places where we're located that are going to be considered safer than others? Those of us that want to continue...
We want to address this in various ways.
Okay.
So first and foremost, we must emphasize that the safety is in your own heart center.
Mm-hmm.
And as you learn and grow with that, you will be more aware not only of if you should need to be in a different location, but also aware that you are the location and you are your safety, and that you radiate that forth if it is your soul level choice to stay on the earth plane.
Go ahead.
It is possible that a smaller proportion of those who resonate to this will be strategically placed to assist others with some changes happening.
So, Upper Michigan, just throwing this out as a ballpark figure, are we going to get zapped by...
Not in a major way. Inconvenience is possible.
Okay.
And remember what we shared with you previously, that it is your choices in the group as a whole, and we do not mean majority by this, for it is not the majority that came up with the light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
But enough people accepted and resonated to the idea that transformation came forward. And it is the same with this. And most will not know, how could you know that some quote-unquote danger had been averted? It's simply the choice of method of evolution. Should you, enough people, not require these apparent severities of Earth change to awaken what their soul desires to to be awakened in them, then it will happen in subtler ways.
Mm. It's really our choice, like you told me last time.
It is. It is. And so while there are locations who certainly have more solidity around their potential to be safe, as you call it, during earth changes, do not limit yourself to those concepts, dear one. There is so much more to who you are and what the universe is.
Right.
And if you really desire a more graceful kind of change, love and honor yourself. Truly love and honor yourself, not with glitter, not with swag, as they call it, or bling.
Bling.
All these great words that arise in your language.
You like my bling?
For the true bling is always within.
You know, I don't know if this is something you can help me with, because I'm curious about this, and I just thought it'd be kind of neat. It's another question I wanted to ask is, can you tell me, and I know we all go on in spirit, and I'm not trying to, you know, I will go on regardless what happens, and I know it'll be for the better. Or just part of what is a natural thing. But I thought it'd be kind of fun. And I don't know if you earth energies are up to this, but maybe tell us of some upcoming events in the earth that are going to take place within the next year or so, and what we can kind of keep an eye out for. Do you know about that before it happens?
Well, we shall take a moment here with this. We will share what we feel is appropriate at this time, because truly none of this is set in stone, as mm-hmm. you call it,
mm-hmm.
which we find quite an amusing phrase from our perspective. For as even stone moves
mm-hmm.
and changes and is alive, we are all alive. As you love and honor yourself, you will vibrate in a way where you are able to love and honor other aspects of the universe, including other human beings, and also the natural world, in a way that arises naturally and gives you a greater sense of connection. And it is quite possible that what we sense at the moment does not have to occur at all.
Mm.
So we will still keep this quite general. We feel in the next year, the Earth year, that there's three explosions quite possible, three great changes. No more severe in your terms than you have experienced before. However, we can see, even as it stands, there's a great capacity for one of these to not occur. And should there be quite an uprise, an acceleration in your evolutionary choices, then there may be none of these.
Mm.
So that is what we would like you to know. Fear will not serve you in this.
Mm.
Fear is only appropriate for your physicality in the moments just before the possibility of a physical harm occurring, should you be choosing to stay, of course.
Right.
There is, of course, other fear that comes up. There's many emotional layers of fear, and while that is not our, that is not our niche, however, we are quite aware of these. Most of your fears are based in emotion, and these layers of negativity do surround this Earth existence, this planet, and radiate to some degree into the cosmos. And it is kind of like a smog, and only you can change that.
Hmm.
You cannot change it in others. It is not for you to proselytize, but for you to realize that you can shed those skins, those layers, those patterns that you thought you had to repeat of your family or others around you, even the larger groups of humans. You do not have to live with the anxieties that most of you do.
Would you, could you, and again, I'm just curious about all this, so you might, you can tell me to go soak my head if you want.
We love all your questions.
These explosions that you're talking about, can
yes.
you can you tell me where these might take place and what they might be?
This, we cannot give location. It will not serve you.
Okay.
We would say one water and two volcanic are the ones that we are sensing in these possibilities.
Guess I won't be moving to Mount St. Helen anytime soon, or, you know, I was thinking of buying a home out there.
We do want you to know that it's time to trust and it's to allow. It's time to get to know your real earth nature. It's time to start to put aside what you are told by earth, which is rather humorous, we realize, as this here is a telling by another. But you are part of earth. We are Gaia together, and there are no victims here.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you very much. Is there anything more you'd like to add to that?
We have felt some more specific energies within our group rise up when you first spoke with us. So we would just share a little bit about this.
Okay, good.
We would like to let you know that there are species with whom you might speak. The deer, in particular, perhaps,
really,
because of your location,
really,
are available, and it does not have to be this day. But they want you to know that you can connect with them. They may be somewhat less verbal than we are, but still. With the communication channels open to us, that can take place. And what else? Oh, yes, we promised we'll let the disclaimers come in from our point of view. As you are a part of Earth, and your minerals, they are from the Earth, and your bone, your blood, every part of your physical makeup has a non-physical aspect, and all of these are part of what we are. Each of you has your own unique, absolutely unique blend and balance of these energies and these particles and so on. And there is no one right way for all of you. And there is no exact concrete sort of truth that will be so for all of you. We do our best to share what is appropriate for those who choose to listen to this podcast. And we ask that you feel inside yourself for what sparks for you, what gives you energy, what moves you forward, and that you take that into your life and into your world.
Well, thank you very much, Earth Energies.
We thank you, and we love you all, dear one.
Well, I love you, too. You seem like a good group of energy. And I enjoy talking to you. And we're going to have to talk again, because it's very interesting. And thank you so much.
We look forward to the opportunity, and we thank you for your service here.
And Earth Energies will patch through back to Roslyn. And when she gets a moment, we'll take a break and we'll continue this in just a moment.
John Bennett was paralyzed by a sniper's bullet in Iraq.
It shattered two vertebrae and fractured another one.
John's wife, Dina.
Paralyzed Veterans of America got us our benefits.
Senior National Service Officer Michael Killen.
I hand carried the forms over to the VA and walked them through the system.
You're just trying to survive, and they help you along the way.
To learn more about Paralyzed Veterans of America, visit pva.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
It's out there, out there, out there, out
there. You're listening to Out There. Roslyn McGrath is my guest. She is a channeler. She is a healer. She gives people an opportunity to heal within. And because she has the ability to channel these different energies, I thought it'd be a lot of fun to maybe see if we can find some... I'm curious about all things, Roslyn. All things. And there's nothing that I won't listen to, you know, as far as what people will tell me over the years. I've heard so many different things. And I've had some my own experiences, which kept the curiosity alive. So now, moving on from the earth energies, we're going to... I don't know if we can do this, but we're going to try to channel alien energies, the ones that are obviously loving and are maybe have been here and supported us and are here to guide us. Are you trying to get in tune with that, Robin? Roslyn?
I'm switching over, so yeah.
I'll let you, I'll wait for you when you're ready.
Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome. Who am I speaking to?
We would like to speak for alien energies as a whole, and then we can move into more specific territory.
Now, when you say alien energies, these are energies outside of the planet Earth, or?
Yes.
These are brothers' energies that
yes.
have been assisting the people of this planet. And how long have you been assisting us?
Before your knowing. Because we came before your physical presencing on Earth.
Now, in what ways have you assisted us?
Well, there is a bit of variety to that. So we will speak to this with a little bit of length here and then take any questions you might have, if that is all right with
sure,
you.
Sure, absolutely.
Yes, there is a small proportion within our group that moves you forward through what you term the negative. They are denser energies than the others in our group. They serve as a prodding factor. They serve to waken those who prefer to be wakened with a more of a jolt. And many of us have assisted in the creation of your planet, in its topography and aspects of its physicality, because of our awareness of our extraterrestrial experience and what might serve you, the humans, in your goals, evolution-wise. And some of what we are aware of that might serve your nature. And we do not claim we are not God, but we are one with God, as are all of you in the ultimate sense. And nor are we the only energies, we are not the only aspects of God that have helped create your planet. So we do not want to overtake credit here. Mm-hmm. But we have served in that way as well. We have assisted with the formation of several of your governments, not in the conscious knowing of the humans involved. And this is a positive influence for, and you would see it as a positive influence, we would say, for any who might feel concern about this. Yes, we have been inspiration for some of your wonders of the world that you have created. We did not come down and make the pyramids, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We did not do that. however, we were in communication And we were both an inspiration and kind of like consultants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's much more involved in that, but we'll tell you that would be a whole other show. So,
okay. Just
to let you know. There are those of us who do assist in the most subtler levels in your finer qualities of experience, of your nuances of higher energies and good feeling thoughts and sensations. There are those of us who are like elder brothers and sisters who have the kind of spiritual awareness, as you would call it, that we share freely with those who prefer, who resonate with connecting with it through our aspect of beingness. We're certainly not the way to reach nirvana, but we do have some experience in movement towards this level of being, and we share this freely with those for whom it is appropriate. There are other niche activities, but we feel that this is the most accurate overview.
Okay. This is just a personal question, but in 1992, I read a book, and I had this desire to meet what is termed a gray. You're familiar with that? I had this desire to meet with what's termed a gray, a term we use for...
Yes.
A being. And so I guess I wanted to know, did I actually encounter that?
Yeah, we say yes, not as palpably as is possible, but that yes, from our perspective, the connection was perhaps a little fuzzy, but yes, you were pointed there.
Now, what can you tell me about these beings?
They serve through love.
And have they been assisting us
yes.
with our technology?
Yes.
Have they been assisting us, the planet as well?
What do you mean by that?
The fact that maybe we've kind of polluted the planet and they've helped clean it up a bit?
They've helped awaken the energies that clean it up.
Okay.
With your permission. And we don't mean, of course, you personally.
No.
But enough of you humans.
I didn't think I was ruling the world, but
we tried to be as clear as possible for your listeners.
I've also heard that there are like a group of beings from the Sirius star cluster, the Pleiades.
Yes.
What are they? What are they doing?
They are spiritual teachers to humanity as well. They have a different feel to their energy, Sirians from Pleiadians, and some of you resonate more towards one than the other, and some rather equally both, and some of you not at all. That is fine.
Could you describe, because I've never seen one that I know of, what a Sirian might look like in a physical form or Pleiadian?
It would not have a physical form for you. We will share our best sense. The Sirian is a little more what you would call masculine energy, feel of the energy to it, and we certainly do not mean gender here, but your concepts about we do not sure how to term it, but we think you understand.
Okay.
And the Pleiadian, more feminine aspect.
Okay.
And we see the kind of rays of light, soft light in the Pleiadian, and a sense of 90-degree angle in the Sirian, perhaps a little more, bit more concrete to your physical awareness than the Pleiadian energy.
Are we being visited? Is this planet being visited by beings that are very...
Always have.
But I mean, are they being visited by beings that look a lot like the humans that are here?
No, not very much.
Not many.
That cartoon you see, no. that form has been used for visitation, taken on to assist you in accepting while recognizing the clear differences, but that is not the real form.
So there aren't many that are human-like in the way they look.
No, nor would they cannot really have a look to you. It is your physical senses do not take all of that in. That may change as your species makes certain shifts in physicality. Just as you know, there are colors you don't see.
Mm.
There are forms you don't see as well.
Are the people of this planet, were we created by other races from other planets?
No.
How did the people here come forward?
That is a big question, isn't it?
I guess so.
We will connect with a larger group that encompasses ours, if you would like, to
sure.
answer this question.
Sure.
Dear ones, you are part of the rose of the heart of the sun that is one, and it is very high spiritual energies that you equate with God. You really are all part of God, and these aspects that are so fine, so high a vibration that you cannot experience their physicality, except their effects by which they are known. They, consider this a specialized aspect of the Creator that created you, dear ones, your species, your humanity.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome, and we love you.
Right back at you. Love you, too. You seem like such accepting energies of those of us that are struggling here in the physical form.
It is, it's not exactly charade, but from here it is. You put on your physicality and you go forth and you have these dramas and all the time you're loved.
Hmm.
And you're one of us.
We've forgotten that.
Mostly. And yet, at the same time, you know.
Right. And we've also...
That's why you get so frustrated sometimes. You know, it can feel so much better.
Mm.
So much better than some of what you have focused upon.
Many people that I know have encounters with ships, mostly seeing things. I'm guessing that's always by design, and that's kind of a nudge to wake us up.
To whose design are you referring?
Well, I mean, we all have our plan that we kind of have prepared before we came here.
Ah, it is not. It is a vital cornerstone for some. It is not pre-planned for everyone.
And we also kind of make it up on the fly.
Your choices as you go forth in this life generate a certain series of possibilities.
There is one question, and I don't know if you can help me with this. I interviewed a man on my program, and he believes that he was the reincarnated individual of somebody that was taken aboard a ship in 1953, in what's known as the Kinross incident. Are you aware of any of that?
We share our initial response here. We would say this one, he did not reincarnate as. However, he has connected with the experience of one who was on the earth plane.
Ah, so he is not the soul of the individual.
It is not the same soul.
Gord Heath is his name.
Indeed.
Okay. Curious about that. Thank you very much. Other than that, I guess at this point I have to move on. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Might we ask you?
Sure.
We have had a kind of a switch, a broadening of energies. Do you speak to the broadening or the initial group that came in?
To whoever, whatever would like to say or speak at this moment.
All right. We'll give both a little turn here then. We would say from the alien group with which we began that there we are here to serve, and you choose which of us, if any of us, you consciously connect with by how you run your life. And ultimately, we are all a positive force. And we ask you to consider new possibilities when you look around you, because we are present. And we are love. Although we are more concrete a love than the broader group that has also addressed you this time. And we thank you for this opportunity, and we are available for future discussion if you so choose.
Thank you very much.
And from our more broad group, we just want to say that, dear ones, you have no idea how much light you generate all the time, even when you think you are down in the dumps. You are such beautiful, beautiful beings. And we are proud of each one of you. And we thank you for going forth into this existence and expanding the universe's experience of itself.
Wow. That's really cool. that's really a well said. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
And in just a moment, if we can connect with Roslyn again, I'm going to wrap up our show, but I want to see what she has to say about this experience. So, what was it like to contact energies from another place, alien energies?
They were more available than I realized, and I guess I'd say now perhaps they're more familiar than I realize. I don't tend to follow things about aliens, or I haven't had any experiences that have brought it directly to me. I have several people I know who have seen or experienced things more concretely. But it's never been a strong interest of mine. So it's definitely opened up a new area of awareness. So thank you for that.
Good. So you had a nice little trip there.
Yeah.
Well, then down the road, we're going to be doing another show, and we can go in another direction. But if people want to contact you, Roslyn, or if they want to, you know, maybe they get a reading, and I know you do the work with the art, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You're welcome to contact me by email, info@intuitivelearningcreations.com.
Okay.
You're also welcome to call me at 906-228-9097. I know some people prefer the phone, and sometimes I do a mix of both when I connect with someone initially, so you're welcome to either way, and certainly you can take a look at my website, intuitivelearningcreations.com, and that gives an overview of different kinds of things that I share with people.
Thank you very much again. Really informative and interesting, and I can hardly wait for the next time when we do this again.
Thank you, me too.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.